Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and thank you for tuning into In the Arms of the Angels, hosted by Dr. Kai McNeil on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Mark Rawson, and as always I'd like to welcome you to In the Arms of the Angels, which is on every Thursday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you miss any part of the show, you can get it off of the replays by going to the same link that you're listening to the show on right now. If you want to call in for readings, you can call in at 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. If you want to find out more about this show and other shows, make sure to check out our website at spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And just want to make sure, if you haven't checked it out already, that you go to Connie's website, which is Dr. Connie Says, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, drconniesays.com. And she has a new special up on her website where she's doing email readings. So make sure to go check that out, plus all the free goodies and everything that are up there. So without any further delay, Dr. Connie?
All right. Thank you, Mark. Good evening, everyone. I just wanted to reiterate that at the half hour of the show, the card readings that I would be doing, the angel card readings, are free. So if you think that money's an issue for you, though, you don't have to worry about that. I'm more than happy to do these readings on the air for you. So at the half hour, if that's something that you feel that you would like, then please call in. The email readings that I have on my website, they're only $25. So for $25, you can email me a question. I use a combination of whatever cards that I feel that the angels want from you. I have different sets of angel cards. I have tarot cards. I have animal spirit cards, which I find to be amazing that the universe can speak to us through the habits and the personalities and the history of the animal kingdom. So a wide variety of ways that the angels can speak to you that's available if you feel like that would be something you would like. Okay, so if you are listening to this show live, it is quite possible that you feel like the world is turning upside down. That is because Mercury is in retrograde. About 3 or 4 times a year, the planet Mercury slows down. And I was just sharing with Mark before we got on the air that if there's ever any indication of how one we are with each other, with the universe, how one we are with plants, computers, televisions, our telephones, the mail system, anything that we know about. When Mercury goes into retrograde, everything gets affected. It's not unusual for mail not to get delivered, computers to crash. I've had more dropped calls in the last couple of weeks than I ever have. I get people that call me and my phone doesn't even ring. It goes straight to voicemail. So there's a number of energetic changes that happen, and a lot of emotional stuff tends to come up. I've had 3 people that are very dear to me have talked to me about the struggles they've been going through, major struggles. Like a friend of mine called this morning. She was so distraught, she ended up in a psychiatric emergency room just because of all of the emotions that came up. People that are fearful about their jobs or their home security or their money or their careers or feeling so overwhelmed emotionally by the people that are around them. It's been very, very difficult for a lot of people at this time. So I just want you to know that if you are going through a particular time and a hard time and you feel like it's just you, it's not. So Mercury gets out of retrograde in another week. So if we can just hang on for another week, I would encourage you, if at all possible, not to sign contracts, not to break up relationships, not to get into relationships. Just keep everything kind of going for another week. When things settle down, when the energy and the universal energy and the earth energy shifts, which it will, and everybody sort of feels like they're standing up straight again, then you're in a much better position to make decisions. So you will get through it. We go through it about 3 or 4 times a year. If you're particularly sensitive to energetic shifts, you can look at go online and look at the Farmer's Almanac or other places that will give you when Mercury goes into retrograde, so you have those dates so that you're sort of setting yourself up and your schedule up so that you're not, you know, moving into the middle of something right in the middle of a retrograde. So having said that, because this has been such a difficult time for most people, I wanted to share, and I really felt like that the angels wanted me to let us know how wonderfully human we are and how God and the angels are so patient with us. And I was reminded of a Bible story, quite popular, made a lot of movies about it, when the Israelites were taken captive into Egypt. And they were under the Pharaoh. And Pharaoh wanted their allegiance, and Moses was in the home of the Pharaoh, ended up killing an Egyptian, and then he was taken out of the home and put back with the Israelite people. And God was working with Moses and with Pharaoh to say, it's time to take the Israelites out of bondage and to let my people go. Of course, Pharaoh was very hard-hearted and didn't do that. So there were a series of plagues that God put upon Pharaoh and Egypt to let Pharaoh know that God is in control, and this was God's timing for the Israelites to be able to be out of captivity, and that he needed to let the people go. And at one point, the Israelites were slaves, and they were making straw. They were making bricks, and they were being supplied with the straw. And Pharaoh became so angry at one point, he said, you know what, I'm not giving you straw anymore. You can't be able to have the straw to make bricks, but I'm not going to give you any more straw, and you still have to maintain your quota. And God worked within the Israelite people, and they were actually able to make bricks without straw, and they made their quota every day. And at the end, one of the big famous scenes, if you watch the Ten Commandments or you watch any of these movies about the Israelites being taken out of captivity, was the encounter at the Red Sea when Moses, they're running from Pharaoh's army, and they get to the Red Sea and they didn't know how to cross it. So God tells Moses, take your staff, put it in the water, and the water will part. So I want you to imagine this. I want you to imagine going out to a huge river, and I want you to imagine watching this river part. And not only do you get to walk across, the bottom of the river is dry, so it's not even, you don't even have to walk in the mud. So they all get across the river. They all make it. The very last Israelite makes it across the river. Pharaoh's army comes into the river. Moses takes his staff out of the water, and the water comes back down, and Pharaoh's army is drowned. So a huge series of God stepping in at a time when the Israelites, who were God's people, were going through a particularly tough time. Miracle after miracle. And it was like after every single miracle, the Israelites for a few moments were going, wow, that was really, really pretty cool. And then they go right back into doubting again. Or they go right back into depression again. Or they go right back into worry again. Or they go right back into, well, I don't know, you know, where God is because God never answers my prayers again. I mean, this is after watching and walking through the parted Red Sea. I mean, these are major natural shifts. It's not something that a lot of us see every day. And even with that, the Israelite people couldn't get a grasp of how of the magnificence of God and that God really had their back. And this is what we do today. God answers our prayers on a daily basis. But because we don't see the magnificence of what we're expecting, we don't see the corner office job, and we don't see the wonderful relationship, and we don't see the immediacy of what we want, then we start doubting and saying, where are you, God? How come you abandoned me? I wanted to share with you a story out of the Bible having to do with God and the children of Israel, found in the second book of the Old Testament, the book of Exodus in chapter 16. So remember, they just come out of this magnificent series of miraculous events. And God puts them into the desert because they have to cross the desert to get to the land that God promised them. So it wasn't too long that they got into the desert that they said, if only the Lord had killed us back in Egypt. There we sat around pots filled with meat and ate all the bread we wanted. But now you have brought us into this wilderness, starve us all to death. So it's like when we go through a retrograde, we go through a job loss, we go through a breakup or a divorce or death, we go through a financial crisis, we go through a health crisis. How quickly we forget how faithful God has been to us so many times through the years. And the minute that it gets difficult, the first thing we want to do is complain, go into fear. I wish I could just, you know, I wish God would just kill me. We had it better back in captivity, but we didn't have freedom and we weren't able to worship the way that we could and we weren't going toward the promised land. We were better back there because it was easier. At least we knew where our meal was coming from, and even though we didn't have straw for our bricks, at least we knew how to cope with that. But going through retrograde is a wonderful opportunity to remember that goes into flux, which it will. God is still just as faithful when he was giving the Israelites the ability to make bricks without straw, when he took them across the Red Sea, that God is just as faithful, the universe is just as faithful, the angels are just as faithful, whether we feel like we're going through the desert experience or not. And what a lot of us do is we project too far into the future. I don't know what's going to happen to me next summer when I, you know, have to look for a new job. I don't know what I'm going to do when I graduate, or, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do this, you know, this coming month when I'm going to be all by myself again, or whatever. We look so far into the future, and we keep our focus out there somewhere where we will always stay questioning, defeated, depressed, anxious, worried, nervous, when what God wants us to do is focus on a day at a time. Or focus on the next hour, or focus on the next segment of time that you need to focus on. While the Israelites were complaining, while they were in Egypt, and they were saying God has not been faithful and should have just killed all of us, the Lord was busy talking to Moses. And he said, I am going to rain down food from heaven for you. People can go out and pick up as much food as they need for that day. So on a daily basis, you get your needs met. On a daily basis, you will have food. You will have sustenance. Because my money today was especially tight, I had one little frozen dinner, and I didn't really like that particular frozen dinner, but I thought, oh, you know, I got to take this, and I really don't want it. I'm probably not going to eat it, but at least I know that God has supplied for the day. And then I get to work. They have a Valentine party. I work at a school. They have a Valentine party. And all of a sudden, I'm invited into this feast. There's pizza. There's vegetables. There's soda. There's, you know, cookies. So here I am already thinking that God's portion for me was this crummy little TV dinner, or a frozen dinner, that I didn't like, that I wasn't going to eat. When all the while he had arranged for me this really wonderful food, and I got to spend it in the company of people that I really, really, really enjoyed. Every day, God is going to give you what you need. But God also said, and this God also said for the Israelites, and this is true for us, God said, I will give them food for the day, but I will test them in this to see whether or not they will follow my instructions. So what they were supposed to do was they were supposed to go out and get enough for that day. And they were not allowed to save any food for the next day. And of course, there were people who tried to do that. They go out, they grab a bunch, they try to save it, keep it to the next day. It was filled with worms, and it smelled so bad that they had to throw it out. God said, I will test you to see if you will follow my instructions, to live as I ask you to live, to do as I ask you to do. I may only want you to focus on the next hour. I only may want you to focus on the next day. Tomorrow's Valentine's Day, and there's every other commercial that you see on TV or every ad that you read in the newspaper has got something to do about your lover and getting chocolate and flowers. And well, there's a bunch of people out there that aren't going to get that. And a bunch of people are really lonely and wishing they had the ideal commercial-type Valentine. But what God is saying is, I only want you to focus on tonight. I only want you to focus on how I'm blessing you right now. I only want you to focus on how much I love you and how so guarded and protected you are. I want you tonight just to feel the wings of the angels as they surround you and envelop you. I don't want you to worry about tomorrow and be all sad because you didn't have a Valentine, or be elated because you did have a Valentine. I just want you to be where you are right now. And what's the there are people that God will choose to be a spokesperson and to stand up and say, be mindful of what the Lord is doing for you. Be mindful of what the angels are doing for you. And in this story, in Exodus, it's Moses and his brother Aaron. And it was their duty to go around and tell the Israelites what the Lord had asked them to do. And one of the reasons that God wanted to give them food only for the day is, number one, that's all we're promised is the day. Number two, if I go out and I see food that the Lord has given me, and I take a bunch of it and I bring it back to my house and I hoard it and I keep it, then I am no longer trusting in God to supply my needs. I am trusting in my ability to see how much I can gather and hoard and keep and store away. And then I focus more on what I have stored and live in fear of being without. So the Lord only gave food for that one day so that they would continue to rely on the Lord. Because what Moses and Aaron said to the people was, by evening, you will realize that it was the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt. And they were very clear, and they said, God has heard your complaints. God has heard your mumbling. God has heard your griping. God has heard your moaning. And instead of being angry, and instead of God saying, well, what the deal? I already, kept them alive and got them this far. These people continue to complain? What the Lord did was, instead of being angry, he presented himself in a way that it's sort of like coming in a cloud. It's something that the entire community was able to see, so that they would stand in awe and in glory of God. And although we may not get God in the cloud, we get God in all sorts of nature, in the sunrise, in the sunset, in the flowers, in the beauty of the snow, in the beauty of the water. Every day we are given a glimpse of the glory of the Creator. And every day we are given a opportunity to see how God has blessed us. And even in the middle of Mercury being in retrograde, when the whole world feels like it's standing on its side, and everything seems to be falling apart, God still presents for us, the Creator, the universe, the angels, create for us on a daily basis. Evidence that spirit still moves on the earth, that angels still surround us. So, because the Israelites were grumbling, and God, instead of being angry, came down and said, okay, not only will I give you bread in the morning, I'm going to give you meat at night. So in the morning, they go out and they get as much meat as they want, as much bread as they want. And then after the sun gets so hot, the anything that was left on the ground had evaporated. And again, God was not going to let the Israelites keep the food, hoard the food, store the food. They still had to get it on a daily basis. Except for certain days when he gave them a double portion and they could keep it for the next day. And that was the day of the Sabbath. And there is going to be something that would benefit all of us if we would find a way to remember spirit, universe, God, whatever you want to call the higher power. And you may not go to church and there may not be a day set aside as a Sabbath, but there could be and probably should be some daily remembrance, at least if you're not going to go on a worship day and have that day set aside. An observance that you do maybe several times a week, whether it's pray at an altar, either in your home or out somewhere, do a good service for somebody with the intention of, I'm doing this as evidence of my faith in God, giving some money to charity. There'd be any number of ways that you could demonstrate to the universe your reverence instead of being so worried about when I'm going to meet the good person or when's the job coming or where am I going to live or whatever. These are very important, and the universe doesn't slight it at all. But enveloped in all of this desire, the heart's desire, is the reverence for the power that we co-create with to bring to us what it is that we want. Mark, I think I'm going to let you come on in and do your thing.
Do my little tap dance.
Do your tap dance. On the radio, that would be really good.
Yeah, I was gonna say in honor of Valentine's Day for everybody. Well, I guess it's probably better that I tap dance than try to sing to everybody. So
yeah, please spare us. Yes.
All right. If you want to call in for a reading, please call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. You're listening to Spiritual Connections Radio, and this is In the Arms of the Angels with Dr. Connie. Make sure to check out her website, which is drconniesays.com, and see the new email readings that she's offering and all the free goodies that she has up there. And if you want to find out more about this show and other shows, you can go to our website, spiritualconnectionsradio.com. All right, back to you, Dr. Connie.
Alrighty, thank you so much. I'm going to do, if no one calls in, a reading for how to get through the rest of retrograde. But I just wanted to finish this analogy first for how the Israelites had such a time with trusting God on a daily basis. And even when God comes down and speaks and says, for example, on the Sabbath, I'm not going to give you any food. Get it the day before and fix a double portion. I'm not going to give you food. There were still people that went out and tried to find food. So we end up frustrating ourselves and making our journey so much more difficult when spirit or universe or God says, do this or don't do that, and we don't listen. When God says, I got your back, and then we go out and we strive and stress and work so hard trying to make something happen and force something to happen, we're making it so much more difficult. We're like the children of Israel when God says, look, I'm not giving you bread because I want you to, my Sabbath is a day for you to rest. My Sabbath is actually a gift for you. My Sabbath is a day for you to take off and rest in me. And there were still people out looking for food. And then God is saying, how long is it going to take these people to obey my commandments and do what I say? So, you know, we can even frustrate the universe so much that it even, you know, bangs its head against the cosmic wall. When I'm able to go out, and my friend that called this morning, so upset, is an artist. I said, great. Go paint something or draw something, whatever medium you want to use, and donate it. Give it to somebody. Give it as a Valentine gift. Give it as a, you know, something. Take your talent and make it a gift. It's God's gift to you, so take that and give it to somebody else. God's going to bless your talent. We get so caught up in, I don't have enough, that we forget how much we have. We forget how talented we are. We forget how gifted we are. We forget that we are one with everything. And that when the planets shift, we're going to shift. When the butterfly flaps its wings in China, there's going to be a ripple. We forget because we get so caught up in what we don't have. Take your gift. Find your gift. Be able to share your gift. That's what God was trying to tell the Israelites. My gift to you is a day of rest. You don't have to find food. Get enough for one day. I'll make it last for two. God says, Mark, I've given you a tremendous gift for healing. Don't worry about where your next meal comes from. Don't worry about what car you're going to buy next. Don't worry about what vacation you're going to go on. Use your gift. Use your gift of healing. And when we do that, then we are not only giving to the universe, I mean to each other, but we're also giving back to the universe. Another thing that Moses asked the Israelites to do was to take a container and fill it with manna and preserve it as a sort of a testimony and something to pass down to generations as a physical symbol of this is what the universe did for me. And I think, especially if you're an artist or any sort of talent that you have, to be able to somehow preserve something and pass it down to your and pass it down through the generations as this is where I made my stand, that even in the middle of Mercury being in retrograde and not having everything that I want, or spending the night in a psychiatric hospital like my friend did this morning, or being in tears as my coworker did today because they can't reach enough of their students and cause the change that they want to make. Find that tangible something and hold on to it as a, this is my testimony, this is my evidence of God's faithfulness, the universe's faithfulness, that God's got my back, that the angels hear my prayers. So I really believe that the universe will lead you to that something that would be meaningful for you, that you would be able to pass down to your to your children. So, as
hello,
yeah, Mark.
You ready for your first caller?
I am. I was just getting ready to do a card reading, so I'll do it for the caller. Yes, absolutely.
Laura?
Yes, hi.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for taking
my call. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for calling. How can we be of service?
I was wondering if you see any changes coming for me this year, any big changes?
Okay. Let's see what. The sense that I'm getting, I haven't pulled any cards yet, but the sense that I'm getting is you already know there is.
I know there's a possibility that there could be happening, but I don't know if it is now.
It's almost like, how do I prepare myself for the changes that are going to come? Okay. So what the angels want you to know is part of these changes that are coming along your way, there's a there's an emotional something. There's emotions that are going to come up for you. There's it's going to allow you to see your true path. It's going to allow you to heal. It's something that you shouldn't rush into, but to take your time, because the primary reason for some of these shifts that's going to happen for you, and one of them does have to do with romance.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening. I'm just trying to process.
I thought I heard Mark in the background. I almost feel like that there's two different events that are going to happen. One has to do with preparing yourself for romance. So you may be asked to take a class, you know, exercise, change your diet, join a social group, something along that line that is a preparation for you in the romantic field.
Okay.
The other shift that I see for you has something to do with your emotions that you've buried. Something that you're not being honest with yourself about. And that this shift is going to allow some of these emotions to emerge. And there's going to be a decision that comes with this shift to tread lightly, to take your time, to look at all the facts and the details.
Do you have any idea what that's about? Is there any...
I, I don't, but you will know. You will know when it happens.
When's that going to happen?
Say it again, hon.
About what time, when do you think it'll happen? Like the end of the year?
I get the shift. I get the sense that the romantic piece will come later on in the year. But I get the sense that admitting a truth that you've had buried, whether it's something that you really want to do and you have been afraid to do it, whether it's just trying to give you some examples because I don't want to be too vague.
Does it have anything to do with psychic ability or spiritual development?
It could very well. Whatever it is, there's something in you that you haven't admitted, whether you have the power to do something, whether you're at a place where you really don't want to be or shouldn't be, or it's time to make a shift. I don't know what it is, but I do know that something is bubbling up, and the bubbling up is going to happen before the preparing for the relationship. I think you need to do the healing, the admitting the truth within you, whether you're finally going to admit, yeah, I really have these abilities, or gee, I really need to not be doing this anymore, whatever it is.
Well, that's a possibility. I've been participating in Reiki shares. Do you know what those are?
I know exactly what those are.
Okay. And when I'm doing them, I get colors that come to my mind when I'm in the process. And I believe that those are archangels, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
then I wonder if, see, I doubt myself because I wonder if, because I know what colors are associated with which archangels, I wonder if I'm doing that myself and putting that into my own head. If that's me doing it, or is it really happening? So I haven't taken it any further than just doing the Reiki shares.
I'm thinking. Part of what a shift that could be happening for you then is learning to believe in what the universe shows you.
Yeah, because I'm wondering. See, I never know, like if I get something, I never know if it's my own thoughts or if it's something that's coming to me from the angels, because I don't know. Well, occasionally I'll get signs, and I usually have to get like two or three signs in a row before I realize that this is spiritually, you know, happening.
Have you ever read Neil Donald Walsh's Conversations with God?
I have, yeah.
In the first book, he asks that same question. He says, God, am I writing your words or am I writing my words? And God said, does it make a difference? Because you're one with God, you're so connected with God, of course he's going to reveal himself to you in ways that are meaningful for you. So, of course, the colors are real. If you put them there, you're putting them there because you're so open to that channel that you're allowing it to happen. Does that make sense? One with God. Of course, these things that you're seeing and feeling, and of course they come from God. They come from God through you, so it has a little bit of your flair to it. And because it kind of feels familiar, then you go, oh, well, this can't be God because, gee, this really kind of feels like me. But you're one with God.
Yeah, I know. I'm just wondering if that is the block that I'm supposed to get past, that I'm supposed to be able to embrace it and just trust in it. And then,
well, if you're
wondering
if it is, then yes, it is. You just answered your question.
So am I supposed to be doing something more with this? I don't know.
That well, and again, it's the Archangel Michael is saying, don't rush it, don't force it, you know, take your time with it, and it's just going to kind of evolve within itself.
Okay. So that's going to be probably what's going to be developing for me, but I have. And you said something about my emotions and facing the truth.
Well,
so,
right, because so there's a doubt. There's a doubting wall. There's a wall, and it's made of doubt.
Yeah.
And
how do you
get past that? Well, you're just going to continue believing that what you're seeing is from the angels.
Do you know who orange belongs to? Because that's the one color that comes up occasionally that I don't know who orange is.
I will find out for you.
I know the other colors, but the orange I just don't remember.
I don't get orange at all, or probably.
It only happens occasionally, not very often. I usually get the green or the indigo or the white.
Right.
I get pink a lot, but orange is only occasionally.
Okay. I'm looking. Hang on. So Michael is blue or purple. I have green, copper, yellow.
Raphael's green.
You know, it could be Raziel because he's kind of rainbow color, so you could be getting a mix. It could be a couple of angels and a couple of spirits that are sort of, you know, you're seeing, it's not real pure. You're seeing like several of them.
That's possible. Usually, though, the colors will come in. Like when that happens, sometimes they'll come in and they'll like, it's like they're twining into ribbons. So
right,
usually the colors are just distinct, but this orange, every time it happens, I'm like, because I usually like to think in my mind, it's kind of like I like to thank each angel that does it. So I like to acknowledge them when I get the colors, and I don't know who to acknowledge when I get orange.
Okay,
so ask.
This will be another test for you. To ask, just say thank you. I don't know who you are. Could you share something about you? Do that.
Okay. I don't know who orange is. And then I wonder too if it's a chakra color that I'm picking up, and I don't know. But see,
well,
I don't
one of the things that I do know. Here's what I do know. You think too much.
I know.
You're letting your left brain cloud, and it helps you. It helps you be safe. It helps keep your wall up. It's sort of like when I was talking about the children of Israel when they didn't get what they wanted when they wanted, then they it just got to be more than they could handle. So what it does is your ego is getting in the way and telling you, oh, because you don't know all the answers, then what you're doing or saying isn't valid.
I think that's exactly what I'm doing. I don't want to be doing something unless it's valid. So that's why I've been so...
Honey, everything you do is valid, darling. There is no... everything you do is valid. Whether you stumble, fumble, fall, and remember, we're in retrograde too, but everything you do is valid. that moves you to the place that you want to be. And even if you fall and skin your knee, you go, okay, I know not to do that now, and you just get up and patch the knee and go on. Everything you do is valid, honey.
Okay, so that's got to be it then, probably, the Reiki and just embracing it. And I think I'm supposed to be doing something with crystals because I went into a store, and I was looking at a citrine crystal in the cabinet. It was a curio cabinet. Mm-hmm. And I was really drawn to this crystal.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I turned my back on the curio cabinet to find out how much the crystal cost.
Mm-hmm.
And the door opened up and bumped me in the back, in my back, the door on the curio cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, there you go.
I purchased it. Yeah, I did. So I'm wondering if I'm supposed to be doing more things with crystals too. But I'm not sure. I guess,
honey, sugar. It's all gonna evolve for you in time.
Just
trust,
and it will happen.
Trust the process, babe.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Rocky.
My pleasure.
Have a good day or good night.
Thank you. Thank you. You too, sweetheart. Bye bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay, you're all set.
I'm all set with what?
You have no more calls right now.
Oh, okay. I'm just trying to get the radio lingo here. So, let me So what Michael has to say for us to get through retrograde or our periods of time when we feel like we're in the desert and we're just living on a day-to-day feeding from God. It's very important that we understand how much we are loved. We understand how much we are constantly surrounded by God and the angels. Whether we see it or not, Michael wants us to pay very close attention to happenings around us, whispers from the angels, signs from the angels, which could be repeated number sequence, feathers, coins, songs from lyrics from a song that may have a message, overheard conversation that may have a message, ways that the angels communicate with us. A lot of times the angels communicate with us in our dreams. Some people are fantastic with remembering their dreams. Other people keep dream journals, and as soon as they wake up, they write down what it is that the angels spoke with them about. So two of the three things that again, Michael wants us to know is how much we are loved, how much we are loved unconditionally. Children of Israel who complained because, you know, even though they were getting fed every day, they still didn't believe that God was going to take care of them, that we are loved so unconditionally that it's okay to question, it's okay to doubt, it's okay to take a risk because God's going to take care of you, to pay attention when at the signs that God and the angels give to us. And the final thing is to go forward fearlessly, knowing, once I know that I'm loved, and once I hear the angels' messages, and I'm aware of them, and I look for them, it's easier for me to take that, the faith that I have from that, and to move forward fearlessly into my day or into my positive thoughts and plans for my future, creating my relationship, creating my financial abundance, creating my career. So if we could do those three things, and keep in mind that when we complain and when we feel like, you know, God has abandoned us, this is part of the human condition. This has been going on since before Christ came on this earth. That we're not bad or doing something wrong. That we get to be human because part of our growth is fighting through that doubt and learning to walk in the light that God gives for us. So with that, Mark, I'm going to give this back to you.
All right, here we go. Excuse me. So thank you. And I just want to let everybody know you're listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. This is with Dr. Connie in the Arms of the Angels. She's on every Thursday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And just to kind of tie up the end of the show, I'm just going to finish off the last minute or so with some music from my friend Mike. Good night, Dr. Connie. Enjoy the Valentine's Day.
Thank you. You too.